Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. There's nothing better than watching high school football or a baseball game with a soda and hot dog in hand. But as Helena LaRoche, assistant professor of internal medicine at the University of Iowa, has found, spectators are ready for some healthier options at the concession stand.
We wanted to observe the effects that changing items sold at concession stands would have on satisfaction and sales. At one large high school, we collected data on sales and satisfaction during the 2008 fall sports season of football, swimming, and volleyball. Then during the fall 2009 sports season, we added 8 new items: carrots with ranch dressing, large pickles, soft pretzels, string cheese, whole apples, chicken sandwiches, granola bars, and trail mix. Additionally, we changed the oil that the popcorn was popped in from coconut oil bars to canola oil, which removed the trans fat and decreased the saturated fat. We also changed the nacho cheese to a brand that did not contain trans fat. No previously offered items were removed. Then we resurveyed students and parents about their satisfaction and collected the sales data. We found that student overall satisfaction with the concession stand remained unchanged, but their satisfaction with healthy choices improved, and parent overall satisfaction improved. The brand new items made up 9.2% of all sales income during the fall season, while the modified popcorn and nachos made up another 25.5%. Income per football game was similar in both years, at $6,599 per game in 2008 and $6,849 per game in 2009. The most popular new items were chicken sandwiches and pretzels, and other items showed increases over time, suggesting increasing popularity. Profit margins on 6 of 8 new items were equivalent or greater than that of the candy bars. This study showed that adding new items and modifying other items led to similar or increased satisfaction while maintaining stable concession income. These new items were able to provide a healthier source of revenue and reasonable profit margins.
That was Helena LaRoche of the University of Iowa. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
The chocolate bars and the candy, so let's all go to the lobby to get our...